Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now in to hour number three. I will play the Fox News clips, the MSNBC clips, take your calls. Got a guest coming up for one segment. Tons of other news. It's insane. We'll get to it. Let's go ahead and talk to Tom in California. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, I just want to say that in the community that I live in, for the first time I saw an InfoWars sticker and 9/11 was an inside job sticker on the same car.
Good.
It fired me up, man. I was rooting that guy on because sometimes I feel like I'm the only one. You know, the level of ignorance is just on.
No, you're not the only one, and that's why it's important for all of us to start communicating, to start getting involved, to start, community media systems. Just start reaching out, and you will find people immediately, even in the smallest towns.
Well, you know, a lot of the people that I know are open-minded to begin with, but when you start talking about the New World Order, they don't want to hear it. They want to keep living in their fantasy world, you know, which to me is not reality.
Well, a lot of people didn't want to admit the world was round. A lot of people didn't want to admit slavery was wrong. But in just a few decades, they became the minority. And now because of the internet and technology, change has accelerated.
Exactly. And you need to keep speaking out. You know, I heard that one guy talking about he can't say anything because of his wife and his neighbors, and I feel bad for that guy.
Well, it's time to get some new neighbors.
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. And you know, I like your line from Full Metal Jacket, maybe silly, maybe ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. You know, I think your new line should be, sound off like you got a pair. That's kind of what I wanted to tell that guy, man. You know, you know the truth of something of this magnitude, how do you keep quiet? You know, how do you not say anything?
Well, people all day, and I totally agree with you, Tom, people all day tell me how much courage I have. And I want to explain this. I don't have courage. I would have to have stupid courage to know what I know and then do nothing. These are hardcore killers in control.
Exactly.
They're handing over our entire infrastructure. They're selling us out. They're butchering the Bill of Rights. They killed 3,000 of us. They're grabbing little kids all over the country to test drugs and pesticides on them. These people are sick, man. We got to fight them.
I'm right there with you, man. I am right there with you. You know, sometimes I wish I could go back to when I was 18 and I didn't know any better. My life consisted of my own little neighborhood and my girlfriend and my car. And now that I know, it's, you know, that's the number one priority.
But deep down, aren't you more alive? I mean, let me guess. Back when it was just the car and the girlfriend, because I lived the same way, didn't something feel empty though? Because for me,
like
when I was
more
just
more to life, you know.
Pardon me?
Like there's more to life.
Well, exactly. I mean, I feel empowered and alive and really fulfilled doing what I'm doing. And I remember being, you know, 20 years old, real good looking, you know, great looking girlfriends, going, you know, to the fun parties and camping with friends and, you know, doing all the neat stuff and all my friends at the gym. But I was not happy. And now, let me tell you, with black circles around my eyes and a pot belly, I am happy. And by happy, man, I've got incredible energy. I'm focused. I'm obsessed with this. I know I'm on a mission and I'm really living.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what, man. I pulled up that clip of you from 98 when you confronted Governor Bush about the Federal Reserve. I think you should put that up on Prison Planet for the viewers that haven't caught that. And I think you got guts. I mean, I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you, my friend. I really do appreciate you, and God bless you. All right, when we get back, and here's another analogy. Let's say I own some sheep. It was just business. And a wolf was killing them. I would get out there and I would hide out in a tree or on top of a rock until the wolf came out and I'd shoot it. Well, this isn't a wolf eating our sheep. This is a wolf eating our children. I mean, we got to fight it. It isn't too hard to figure out. And something's wrong with you if you don't realize there's a threat.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, coming up, we'll continue with your calls, get into the Fox News, O'Reilly slash Rosie slash Charlie Sheen slash Loose Change soap opera. But right now, we're joined by Diane Horning. Kurt Horning and his wife, Diane Horning, of Scotch Plains, whose son Matthew was killed on 9/11, and her co-founders of WTC Families for Proper Burial were recognized for their efforts at the 2006 Voices Luncheon, along with other honorees of 9/11 family members who have been active since 9/11 and have remained active in support of the victims and survivor families. Now, remember Reuters last week had the headline that the remains of victims of 9/11 were being used in potholes. Associated Press reported 9/11 remains possibly used on roads, court papers. I remember all the video of this, of them loading the trucks with the, quote, aggregate with, like, bone pieces, and they've now found, just a few months ago, they found bones in nearby buildings that were blown out of the buildings. How'd that happen with the collapse? Man, bodies blown. I hate to talk like this. Her son died in the horrible attacks. But, I mean, this is the facts here. And they won't let anybody into the landfills, but now photos have been snuck out of, you know, piles of, you know, shoes and parts and what looks like bones. And they filed suit over it. The government's trying to throw the suits out. I mean, this just shows how cold-blooded they are. They don't even want to give a proper burial to these people. And then, hey, we're going to use it to cover the roads, mix in with the asphalt. It just goes to the mind, and of course, not give treatment for those that have breathed the asbestos and concrete. When the EPA's own internal report said they were going to die, and they just said, you're not sick, go home and die. And they do go home and die. So it's just government again, just like Katrina, anywhere else, this is who's going to supposedly take care of you. That's my intro. Diane Horning, thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for including our mission. The Fresh Kills landfill has human body parts in it. I think that our court papers very clearly through affidavits of people who worked there during this 10 months that it was operational have told us that in the first, specifically the first 5 weeks, they were planning to do this as a salvage operation. They were not even thinking of human remains. Giuliani wanted the World Trade Center site emptied out as quickly as possible, as cheaply as possible, so he could look like the can-do guy. And in doing that, he scooped and dumped instead of hunting for remains where they were. They took it to the landfill and essentially set up to salvage. In other words, they were separating out metals, what was going to go to the salvage yards, what was going to get out of there fast and furious. And in doing that, in the first 5 weeks or so, suddenly seagulls started to inundate the area. And they began to realize that there was only one thing the seagulls were after, and that was human bodies. And so it was at that point that someone, a firm from Rockland County, New York, or Orange County, New York, came down, said, look, we've got sifting material equipment. We can do a better job. Let us demonstrate. They did. And after about 5 weeks, they began a sifting process, which helped make it better. But in those initial 5 weeks, they were just dumping things over the edge into the landfill, and it was the most recently used part of the landfill. It had been accepting household waste as recently as March of 2001. So they had no regard for what they were doing. Others of our affidavits show that workers asked that they wash what was coming in so that they could differentiate human remains from the other debris, and they were told that would take too long and they wouldn't let them. We have another affidavit where one of the workers tells us that they were given rakes and shovels and told to hit the piles.
Now, by the way, that was all a crime scene, too, how they cut up the steel and hauled it under guard to China and South Korea, how they guarded it, didn't want anybody to get any samples. I wonder why.
Well, I wonder what's being hidden at Fresh Kills myself. And, in fact, one of the affidavits mentioned that there was a cadaver dog, and to give the cadaver dog some rest, his handler took him over to where the steel beams were lined up to be shipped over to the recycling area in Jersey City. And the dog started going crazy, and he couldn't figure it out. So he called in one of the police detectives who was kind enough to do this affidavit, and he went and looked where the dog was just going crazy, and they found a part of a human body in the steel that was being shipped out to Jersey City. I mean, they were not checking the steel. They were not interested in the human remains. They were interested in get it out of here fast, get it out of here cheap, and make it look like Giuliani got us back quickly. And then Bloomberg came in and adopted the same pose, exactly the same pose. We know there are human remains there. We know they were abusive with them. Journalists have never been allowed to go with us to see the mess that's up there, and now we can show.
But, I mean, how in a free country can now journalists not go to a landfill?
I don't know.
See, I mean, this is such a free country. Now, expanding out from there, I remember a few months ago the report of a building across the street. They found a thigh bone in it. I mean, to me, how are bones being blown and having the flesh removed across the street? This is amazing.
Well, this is a building. It was the 130 Liberty Street, which is also known as the Deutsche Bank. And it's not just a matter of one bone. To date, they've found 785 pieces of human remains there. That was a building declared free and clear of all human remains. And then in September of 2005, working on the roof, some workers accidentally found pieces of human remains. And it was at that point that it started to escalate. And as recently as last week, they found 30 pieces in that same building. Now, that building has twice been declared free of human remains, and they're still finding them. that whole area. I think worse than that building is the fact that Con Ed workers found human remains in October in a manhole right at the edge of the site. And this was an area that the Department of Design and Construction, under Rudy Giuliani's guidance and dictates, had decided they would take World Trade Center material without inspecting it and make a road bed out of it. And it was a service road. And out of that service road, that haul road, they have found 272 human remains. They found another 209 in manholes. And this has all been since October. So, you know, these are the people who are telling
us. Well, I mean, why don't they just fence off the area of the landfill, put a memorial there and a road into it? Why do they have to go, nope, shut up, and we're going to use it to fill potholes?
Well, I got to tell you that if we wanted them to do that, they probably would, but it's more complicated than that. To begin with, it's on top of household waste. And so that can never be what we consider a decent burial site.
And it's going to shift and fall and move. And
absolutely. And then they also cannot really do anything with that land for 30 to 50 years because of the methane gas, because of the settling, because of polluted waters that have to dissipate. So to us, it's a totally unacceptable location. And we're open to other suggestions. We've given them plans for other suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, they should have hauled the waste, you know, to some nearby national park and
absolutely
created a big parkland for it. I mean, that would be the common sense.
Well, and we've given them some suggestions. I mean, one of them is Governor's Island. The city paid a dollar for it. They're raising it, but they want to put up some kind of a wealthy theme park there with boutique hotels.
They also don't want people 50 years from now digging into those sediments and doing investigations, because I'm just going to tell you right now, Diana, I'm sure you've heard the discussions, but it's not just people on the news talking about it. It's firefighters, it's police, and
right,
even even the NIST report.
Yeah.
Is now talking about something else in Building 7. They're having to say that explosives could have been involved. Do the families you talk to discuss that, about why there's a cover-up?
Some do, some don't. Some do, some don't. I have to say that mostly the group that we founded and that we deal with are dealing with the treatment of the human remains. And certainly, when you see that human remains are treated in this fashion, you have to know that they're cavalier about other things as well. And I have to wonder, what else are they hiding if they will not let us take them out of this dump and inspect it and bury them properly?
Do you know Bill Doyle? You know, he's the head
of
the...
Yes, I do.
The
yes
head of the biggest victims family group.
Yes.
He said on this show last year that he now believes that 9/11 is a inside job. He says he doesn't know to what extent, but he says that over half the families in his group believe that. What percentage would you say in your group believe there's a cover up?
I really can't answer that because I've never really polled them on something like that. I will say that they feel that the mistreatment of the dead has certainly been covered up. And if one thing is covered up, why not something else? I think it's important for us to realize that we're often being told that this is a political issue. And our feeling is that both that independents, Republicans, Democrats, they all died there. And
your son and the people he lies with are being used to pay highways.
Yes.
So that's unacceptable. If my son
yes
would have died there, I would get violently angry about this.
I am very angry about it. I am very angry. And I have been to meetings where the Planning Commission is talking about what a wonderful thing they're doing with this piece of land, and we've been told that we are being rude and we have to be quiet. So you're right, we are not able to express our views. When Mayor Bloomberg had family meetings and we wanted to bring up this issue, we were not allowed to attend those family
meetings.
Yeah,
so-called free country, folks. Well, that's my point. They're saying you're being political. No, they're running this country like a whorehouse.
Well, they're certainly abusing my dead son. And I think enough has happened to him that I don't think he needs to suffer the indignity the worst indignity most cultures can think of is not letting you bury your dead. You know, when I saw, I traveled out.
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there, please. I want to do one more little 5-minute segment with you on the other side. Talk about the organization, the website. Stay with us.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get Two Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation, The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in Prophecy. Visit the website, twowitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Diane Horney is our guest. She lost her son Matthew in the tragic attacks of 9/11. And his remains have been taken to a landfill. They're now using some of those remains to pave roads. And the government will block the families from even complaining here in the land of the free and home of the brave. Diane, what would you like to see happen? I mean, obviously people should get in trouble for this, and the remains should be removed and taken somewhere for a proper memorial for those that died. Preferably, I would imagine you'd like a pastoral setting and like a cemetery. I mean, what would you like to see happen? What needs to happen?
We are actually in court and hoping that our case is not dismissed. We're not asking for any financial compensation, and that's important to note. And we're not even asking that anyone be punished, because we just don't, you know, we know what happens. We are asking for the removal of the remains from the landfill and a proper burial. And yes, we would like a cemetery. We don't want it to pretend to be anything else. We don't want it to be a Freedom Tower. We don't want it to be a museum. We don't want anything but what you get at a cemetery.
You don't want it to be a political statue. They're saying you're political. You don't want it to be political.
Not at all.
Like with a gold statue of Bush holding Giuliani or something.
Oh, wouldn't that be horrible? Yeah, we would like to have markers that people can have names. You know, the memorial at Ground Zero is going to be a farce. The memorial they're building there has nothing to do with the dead. The memorial at Ground Zero has stripped everyone of their rank, has stripped them of their ages. You will never know that one little girl was 2 years old.
You know what makes me mad, too? And I want to get your take in closing before you tell us about the website so people can support you guys and get the word out about this travesty of just, you know, insult the families and the victims, that the White House and the media and the military wrapped themselves in the dead of 9/11 and constantly used them, but then they wouldn't even give them a mass grave. They would put them in a trash heap.
Well, I got to tell you, Mr. Bush claims, whether you believe it or not, that we went to war because these people died, and yet he considers them garbage. And yes, he does know where they are. We have put hand-delivered our information to him 3 times. So he knows all about it. He's choosing to ignore it. He doesn't even respond to us. But the point is, would
now,
you
see,
go to
Bush
war?
Is dumb. He could say, oh, we didn't know about this. We're going to fix it. That'd be a great PR. They
it
just
would be
don't
beautiful
care.
PR.
No. Like, I mean, it's like he wouldn't meet with Cindy Sheehan. His
My
top political...
son is expendable. My son was expendable. And let me tell you, the memorial they're building at Ground Zero, you talk about the military. They're stripping the military of their rank. The military will be listed that died at the Pentagon, but their rank and their affiliations will not be listed. They will be listed in random order. There will not be an American flag, and there will not be anything that has the date September 11th, 2001.
And you know why they do that? It's because the bureaucracy is so lazy now.
Well, I think it's just because they want it to go away. They don't want a remembrance of what happened there. It will be historically inaccurate, and as my husband said, in a few short years, people will be looking at these names, and they'll think these are the names of people who paid to have bricks put in, because there's nothing there that's going to tell you who they were, nothing at all.
It'll also be near impossible to find the name of the loved one you lost if it's not in order.
Absolutely. And the families have nothing to say about that. But now they won't even let us bury the dead. And if they let us bury our dead, we can each have a marker, a place where we can go for solace, a place like Normandy. You know, 91 nations lost people. The Canadians are livid. We're heading for the House of Commons in Canada because only half of their people were returned.
Well, I'm looking at photos from the last photos there with the shoes and what looks like bones and clothes. I mean, they just dump it all right in there. It's WTCFamiliesForProperBurial.com, WTCFamiliesForProperBurial.com. Well, our prayers go with you, and we're going to bring the perpetrators one way or another to justice. And I have to tell you, bottom line, I know you're focused just on this issue, Diane, but I am the father of the 9/11 Truth Movement. I'm the guy who, from the start, knew about this 2 months before it was going to happen. Just type Alex Jones, warns of 9/11. I said they were going to attack the World Trade Center and that Bin Laden was a CIA asset. And I put that out, and I'm really... I want to pray for you and your husband that you get through this pain. And I'm really sorry that you lost your son, and I hope that people will help you at least get a proper burial for him.
On our website, they can go to the petition online and sign, which would be great. We've got 65,000 signatures already.
And maybe the criminals that have done this will accept those and do the right thing. We'll watch this as it develops. God bless you and take care, Diane. Say hi to your husband for me.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. All right, I'm going to go through five of your calls quickly, and then I'm going to play some of the O'Reilly clip and some of Scarborough country. And then I'm going to jump into some of the Iran news. We got to move fast. Matt in South Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how much of the communist threat after World War II was real? I mean, the CIA overthrew Indonesia, Italy, Cambodia, Angola, Chile, and most importantly, Iran and Guatemala, and the USA.
Well, you have to go research history on this subject, and when you do, which I'm sure you've done, for those that don't know, it was a real threat in that they were running around overthrowing governments and killing people, but it literally was financed by the very same banks that financed our Federal Reserve, that controlled our Federal Reserve, and then they would build up the enemy and then sell weapons to both sides. I mean, they make money coming and going, and then they would use the Soviet menace, and it's now admitted, I knew this decades ago, but I couldn't believe it, like 5-6 years ago, I always talk about this, History Channel had the former CIA section chief on admitting our government put Mao into power. and sold out the nationalist there and you know stuck him in Taiwan. So you know, I mean, it was real to those that were having their farms and ranches and land taken and businesses taken all over the world, but an independent threat, it was not. It was completely staged. And see, when McCarthy was persecuting people and taking people's free speech away and going after leftists, Richard Nixon and others loved him, and it was all funny. But when he said, "I've discovered the army runs the communists, and I've discovered a group above them," man, he was gone so fast. Because, I mean, McCarthy meant well. But again, they wanted to use the Red Menace to take general liberties while they were running the whole thing. When he went to the next level and found out that our government was behind it, oh, my God, he was gone.
So the Rockefellers and Rothschilds exploited the communist threat to overthrow all these nations and basically turn our world into a capitalist nation.
But, well, you see, I mean, that gets into terms like capitalist. We've been sold that capitalist goes hand in glove with free market. Capitalist means you believe in a free market with big robber barons holding the large purses. I believe in a constitutional republic. I don't believe in a robber baron crony capitalism or predatory capitalism where it's not free market and they operate like a bunch of mafia dons out criminally consolidating.
Alex Jones, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. I mean, look, the terms we've been given aren't real, okay? So it's hard to even communicate. That's what Orwell wrote about in 48. And then he flipped the numbers to 84. It's the terms aren't real. These are not, look, there's command and control with its 31 flavors. Fascism, communism, socialism, and always leads to cops in black uniforms, camps, secret arrest, and thugs, and red flags, and fascism. I mean, you know, whatever term you want to give it. Okay? And then you got liberty on the other end, and it's an unknown country. If you strive and fight and bleed for it, and have incredible men and women of honor, you probably aren't going to get it one time out of 100, okay? I mean, it is like finding the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, this thing is very elusive, okay? It's an idea. Man, tyranny is as commonplace as cockroaches in the big city. And it's one thing to have a boss hog corrupt system with high taxes and regulation. That's bad enough, but I could live with that, and I'd be on air griping about it, but I wouldn't be freaking out. We're going into a hyper-wild corruption. I mean, just nothing on earth's ever been seen like it. And you're like, what do you mean? I'm telling you, folks, I don't just say that for effect. It's going to be worse than China, worse than Russia, worse than East Germany, worse than Nazi Germany, worse than the killing fields. I mean, they are... Never before have these people set up for 40 years. They usually set up for 10 and do it. I mean, they are really polishing this thing up. And really getting it set. And they're doing that because they know this is a big animal to take down. But they think they know how to do it. And they're going to go ahead and probably try it. And my goodness, it is not going to be pretty. See, I just said I'd go to your calls quick and play the clips, but it was such an important question, I've been babbling for 3 minutes. Phil in Canada, go ahead.
It's an honor to talk to you, Alex. I in a deep awe and respect of your courage.
Oh, please. I'm just doing my duty. But go ahead, caller.
Listen, this is about the Ron Paul thing, and, you know, I'm so upset with Bill Maher. I thought he had a brain on his head. But this, you know, CIA is the center of this mafia, and it is an unconstitutional creation. If you look at the American Constitution, the letters of marque, which are crime licenses in the old parlance that they used in those days, are only supposed to be granted by an open hearing of the entire Congress, including the Senate and the House of Representatives.
You're talking about a letter of marque in English.
That's right. And this is where the it's a crime license. And in 1948, the defense
1947.
Well, Defense Reorganization Act put the
Sure. But the National Security Act opened the door for that in 47, but you're correct.
The USC 5413B allowed the president to function as a mafia don. And it created an elite, noble cabal of senators and congressmen.
And for those that don't know, that's when they set up the committees and everything and gave them, preeminent power. And it was all modeled off of the British MI6 Lords system. And literally, almost the entire leadership, and this is in the new film, The Good Shepherd, which is very accurate, by the way, they peopled it directly out of Skull and Bones, the entire leadership, and then the sub-directives out of Yale and Harvard.
This is it. It's the successors of the pirates, Sir Francis Drake. You know, this is the same concept that what Ron Paul is getting at.
They actually pray to pirates.
This is the axis of it. This is the center of all evil in the United States.
And they go off of maritime law. I got to let you go because your phone's echoing, but you can call me back when you get a better connection tomorrow. Great point, great caller. And no, I mean they've smuggled out prayers that they say in Skull and Bones, and it's prayers to the devil, and it talks about how the devil gives them power to come from being a common man to a thief to a mob boss, you know, to a crime captain, to a pirate captain, to a king. You know, he was a thief, he was a criminal, he was a pirate, he was a king. And it's a big joke to them, see? I rewatched last night, which is really is based on a true story. The names are changed, and it's even worse. It was connected to the governor and the rest of it in Mass up there in Boston. And, you know, the film starts with Jack Nicholson playing the part of the Irish mob boss going, if I have any problem with the black chappies is that they don't go and take it for themselves. You know, if you want something, you got to take it. Everything's by force. Well, if we don't want to take from others, we just want to be left alone, we've got to stand up. You understand? And kick these little demons right in the face. And, you see things, I mean, I'm watching this movie, and that's how it really is, with the mob going around into your store saying, give me your money. I couldn't control myself. I'd just beat them to death right there. And that's how I react. Somebody comes and starts threatening me. And if you pull a gun, I pull a gun. Yeah, Mark Carnegie always put it well. We're not wolves and we're not sheep. We're sheepdogs, folks. You're going to be a wolf, you're going to be a sheep, you're going to be a sheepdog. I'm a sheepdog. I want to be left alone. Okay, I want to build my own life. I want to run my own thing. You understand? I'm not your slave. Get out of my way. Now, how do these low-level mobs grow? They would tell their people the same thing. They'd say, well, we got to stick together or the police won't help you because they were corrupt and wouldn't help them. But then, of course, that new government becomes oppressive. And it's disgusting is what it is. Ben in Ohio, you're on the air. We got to move quick.
Hey, what's up, Alex Johnson?
Hey, what's going on? We're doing a show. What's up?
All right. Well, basically, I have a couple of really important questions for you because at my college, I'm trying to, wake people up, get people aware of what's going on. I just found out just this October, and I did a lot of research until I really made sure what I knew what I was talking about. And I want to link to your site, and feel free to disagree with me, except I want to link to your site, but some of, like, the commercials...
Yeah, you've called before, sir. You've called before, and you don't agree with some of the commercials on my website, so just find another one to link to, okay? It's a simple deal. It's a done deal, okay? I appreciate your call. I really do. Let's go ahead and... I said I got to move quick here. David in Texas, go ahead.
Greetings.
Hello.
How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing all right, other than having the stupid oak pollen coats my lungs.
I just wanted to call and tell you we are winning. My wife has thought for years, I've been listening to you for about 10, 12 years now, and she always thought I was kind of kooky, you're kind of kooky. She logged on to Rosie's blog this morning and linked over to 9/11 Mysteries, and 40 minutes left of the film, she called me and said, I'm a total believer. There's absolutely no way they weren't involved.
Well, that's why we need to go into the message boards and post Terror Storm, post the other 9/11 films, because we're winning with these films. That's what I'm saying, is that every mind we free is one inch closer that we are to defeating the globalists and stopping them from carrying out the next event. And listen, folks, the CFR has said in reports and on C-SPAN and on Fox, I mean, I've got a score of clips, that we're going to be nuked and that we're going into total martial law. Tommy Franks has said that. Now, folks, they may not do it now because we've already done such a good job, but it's 50-50. We got to make that 60-40, 70-30, 80-20, 90-10. We've got to eliminate that ace card because we're trying to save lives.
Alex, that's about the only thing they have left to do. We're winning so big right now.
But see, that's the catch-22. They're going to do it, you're right, and they're going to do it regardless probably, so we want to force them to do it out of total desperation as a wild card, shoot the moon, Hail Mary, desperate gamut.
And it's not going to work. Too many people know now.
Well, be sure and give your wife who wouldn't listen to you a terror storm now.
Oh, I've got it on order already.
Well, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. I'm sorry we're going quick here. I've just got to get to this clip, as I promised. Kevin in Ohio, last caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I got some answers for you. The trick is in the birth certificate. They float a bond through you. Your mother, when she signs a birth certificate, abandons the baby. The state picks it up on salvage rights, floats a bond through the Federal Reserve.
I've been covering that for 12 years, and I'm not saying I've been covering that for 12 years. I'm smart. I'm saying, yes, listeners, it's true. And the problem is that they now claim just by force, before they did the trappings of maritime, now they just by force claim that even if you haven't, that we're now a war zone, that we're all salvage.
Correct.
So my point is there isn't any special thing you file or thing you do. That's where we have to be careful. Just because their laws and their admiralty laws say this, they even ignore that now.
Well, this is how they force you into their statutory law.
Yeah, I know, but next you're going to tell me you've got a way to defeat them?
No, not at this point. Not with my research at this point.
Good, good. I'm not poo-pooing you. I just don't want people to get in trouble because there's a lot of folks that say they got the answer, and I'm telling you the answer is political. The answer is will. The answer is called semi-automatic rifles to defend ourselves. The answer is we must take over the institutions. We must try to peacefully fight against these criminals, and if they want to strike blows at us, we have to defend ourselves. I mean, this is law of the jungle now, wild-eyed looting that's going on.
Great.
All right, thank you for the call. I've got to move here. Here's O'Reilly. He's a total liar. We may not even have time to play this both clips now because we have the clips where he does say fire her. He is so incredible. He's got Michelle Malkin, who is just a piece of trash, who we've interviewed, who's a fake conservative, who wrote a book in defense of camps, how wonderful concentration camps are. And so ban free speech, but now they're kind of backtracking. Listen to this garbage.
Personal story segment tonight. Rosie O'Donnell and her posse are off this week, but anger is growing over anti-American comments, like the British hostage situation is a setup job by the USA and Britain, and 9/11 was an inside job. Now, some of the media are reporting that I called for Ms. Donnell to be fired by ABC. That is false, but it will be interesting to see if there are any consequences here. Who's now to analyze? Kirsten Powers here in New York and Michelle Malkin in Washington. See, now I think that Disney's got a big problem now because you go over a certain line in America, you can't come back from that. You know, you start to accuse your own government of murder, you start to sympathize with the enemy, Iran. There's no coming back. You can call Donald Trump whatever name you want and not...
Sure. She never sympathized with Iran. She said, our governments have staged provocative actions like Gulf of Tonkin before. We should look at this. That is not, she did not side by with Iran for using her head and saying we should question the rush to war. Okay? You're a lying piece of filth. Back to O'Reilly.
There's no coming back. You can call Donald Trump whatever name you want and not get hurt permanently. The things that she did last week, uh-uh. And Disney's going to have to deal with it somehow.
I agree with you, Bill. I don't know that ABC is ready to distance itself from Rosie yet. And I think that they've dug themselves in a very deep, deep hole because their immediate reaction last week when she trafficked in this despicable 9/11 conspiracy mongering should have been to distance themselves immediately because...
Yeah, let's stop right there. The 9/11 mongering is by the evil criminals you work for, Malkin, that carried out 9/11. You're the ones that used those murders that your bosses committed to destroy this country and this Bill of Rights. Back to the New World Order whore.
Question raising, as she likes to posture it, is really just a slap in the face to every single victim of 9/11 and their families. And I think
again, stop her. She's a whore for the New World Order, whoring out their lies. She's an intellectual prostitute. Stop using those dead, witch. 84% know you're a liar. That 84%, though, hadn't figured out yet their power. It hadn't figured out that everybody else around them is awake. You bunch of Ceausescu trash. Back to her.
There are only two websites that deal with 9/11 that she has linked to on her own blog. One of them is called WTC7, and the other one is the Scholars for 9/11 Truth. These are the worst, most fringe, kookiest, discredited academic crackpots who believe that the Secret Service and the CIA...
Stop right there. The Building 7 site is excellent, and the other one's pretty darn good, too. I mean, it's just government documents. You talk about the Jones arm, it is. I mean, just absolutely incredible. And she sits there all swole up with her pride, all swole up with her indignation. It's as fake as a $3 bill. Deep down, that little girl knows she sold her soul for 30 pieces of silver.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately, with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, sword and pistol by my side. many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft and furled the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed.
But I'm living still, and I just can't cut off Waylon Jennings. Here he is.
I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound, but I'm still around.
All right, welcome back. Look, I said I'd play all this. I've got the Scarborough one where they do point out that O'Reilly is a liar and he did basically call for her firing. But that's because he's getting so much heat over all of this. And I told you that Rosie's on vacation in Florida. I'm in contact with her. We're trying to get her to go public on the show. You've got to know that she's been testing the waters 3.5 weeks ago, sticking her toe in with a 9/11 comment, then another 9/11 comment, then going public. And we need more big heavyweights to start going public, because it makes them harder for them to just target certain people. They're trying to punish her now. They're saying, fire her, fire her, fire her, fire her, to set this precedent to blackball with a new blacklist anybody that talks about 9/11. In fact, that'll be our headline, a new blacklist. O'Reilly, Fox, MSNBC, CNN call for new blacklist on anyone talking about 9/11. What are they so scared of? I mean, you talk about McCarthyism. That's an improper term, because McCarthy was abusing people, being used. But again, there was something real to what he was doing. I mean, there was, communist infiltration. But then he learned it was our government, and then they shut him down. Because it wasn't communist, it was globalist. But again, this is so sophisticated. But in their case, we're trying to save this country, and they're saying blackball, fire anybody that does, arrest anybody that does, arrest Mark Cuban, who's going to finance Loose Change Final Cut. I mean, that makes me really mad, folks. We've already risked our lives to get this information out, and they're trying to stop us. All right, big reports, big guest on Iran, a lot of big breaking news up on PrisonPlanet.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Help us with the stories we write every day to get those out. Don't let these people win. Don't let them have the monopoly of information. We win when you take action. Go to InfoWars.com. Get Terror Storm. Get America Freedom to Fascism. Get Riddles and Stone. Get the new films we're carrying at InfoWars.com. Get in the InfoWar. We've had incredible strides because of the action you've taken and the sacrifices many of us have made. Let's not have all that action and all that energy be for naught. Let's intensify our efforts and come in for the big win, if that's God's will, and I know it is. We must stand against evil. We must resist it. Go to InfoWars.com today or PrisonPlanet.com and check out the online video and book store. Check it out. Get the videos. Get the books. Get them out to people. All right. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Have a great day. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.